Hello, this is Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and today I'm for the birds. Today I'm speaking with Kathy Dodge, who's just completed a 10-mile canoe trip on the Upper Delaware River, an annual event sponsored by the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society and organized by her husband, Pete Snyder. Kathy is a longtime board member and past president of this Pennsylvania Audubon chapter and is an excellent birder. Hello, Kathy.
Hi.
How was the trip today?
It was wonderful. The weather was perfect. The water was high. There were about 12 boats on our trip and a lot of people, and it was really fun.
So several of the trip members, led by you, Kathy, were actively watching and listening for birds as they boated down the Delaware. What all did you see?
Well, it was an exciting day. We recorded 52 species, which is a pretty good number.
Wow.
I think it's because the weather prior to that had been cold and rainy, and the birds had been hunkered down. And so when this beautiful weather came, the birds just sang and were very active.
Oh, that's wonderful. Did you have any unusual or special sightings?
We almost always see bald eagles on our trips on the Delaware. We did see some toward the end. And we actually saw two cartwheeling, which was fun to see them doing that.
Great.
And we saw a loon, which I think is unusual for this time of year. We figure it was maybe a teenager who wasn't old enough to breed yet, so it hadn't gone farther north. They come through here during migration and are usually out of the area by now. So this was an exciting sighting.
I'd love to hear the whole list of the 52 species, but usually we are limited on time here. But what are a few that are more numerous that an average person might see if they're boating or hiking in the river area?
Well, ducks, of course, are pretty common, especially the common merganser. And at this time of year, you'll see the females with their little chicks or their ducklings going through the swift currents.
Are they the ones with the sort of reddish heads?
Yes, reddish heads and grayish backs. The males are much more colorful, black and white, but the females are more subdued colors. Red-winged blackbirds are very prominent. Of course, the bald eagles. Cedar waxwings are almost always flying across the river. And there are always kingfishers and several different species of flycatchers and warblers.
So the National Audubon Society has declared the Upper Delaware to be one of their important bird areas, or otherwise known as IBAs. Can you tell us about this?
Yes. Our Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon chapter oversees one of these important bird areas. It's number 60, and it covers the river corridor between Hancock and Matamoras. The reason it's an IBA is because it's critical habitat for migrating birds and the neotropical species, which means the ones who migrate here to breed. So it's a very important breeding area as well as a stopover area for the migrants. It's important to have these important bird areas because three of the things that are really threatening our species are habitat loss, fragmentation, which is the carving up of habitats, and climate change.
Well, I've seen where the Northeast Pennsylvania Audubon Society is very active with field trips and events in this area. How could a person interested in birds find out more about it?
Well, first you could go to our revamped website, www.nepaaudubon.org. That's NEPAAUDUBON.org. You could see what we're up to, what our field trips are, and other events that we're having.
Thank you very much, Kathy. This has been Pat Sanders for Farm and Country, and we're for the birds.